W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration on Friday will announce a new military aid package for Ukraine, around $225 million worth, including long-range artillery rockets Ukraine would be authorized to use against Russian targets inside Russia, close to the border as it tries to protect Kharkiv. French President Macron announced France would send an undisclosed number of its Mirage combat aircraft to Ukraine. In his interview with ABC's David Muir, the president went after Putin.
He's concerned me for 40 years. He's not a decent man. He's a dictator. And he's struggling to make sure he holds this country together while still keeping this assault going.
Mr. Biden also said that if son Hunter is convicted on federal weapons charges, there'll be no pardon. The president is in Normandy for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. We learned that 102-year-old Navy veteran Robert Al Persicchitti died while traveling to take part in the observances. This is ABC News. On New York's Long Island, the case of accused serial murderer Rex Huerman took an interesting turn. He was formally indicted in two more killings, bringing the number of known victims to six, one of them dating back 31 years.
Huerman walked into court here with his hands cuffed behind his back. He was charged with the killing of two additional women, Jessica Taylor in 2003 and Sandra Castilla in 1993. And that significantly expands the time during which Rex Huerman was allegedly killing women he had solicited for sex.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Good thing this didn't hit anybody. This past Sunday, storm chasers in the Texas Panhandle found a more than 7-inch-long hailstone as big as a pineapple. It was found along the side of a road outside Vigo Park, Texas. No word on how much it weighed, but it apparently tops the Texas state record set by a 6.5-inch hailstone in 2021. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the Nicest supper
wow.
club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there. Sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Not another nickel!
Not another dime! No more money for Israel!
Seven pro-Palestine protesters are under arrest after disturbing the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting today in Milwaukee. It's part of their ongoing efforts to get universities to cut ties with Israel. Former Waupun prison warden Randall Hepp and 8 former guards and nurses are charged with felonies in connection with 2 out of 4 inmate deaths in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One inmate died of malnourishment. Another was dead for 12 hours before anyone noticed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League. Hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee continues to juggle its roster as 8 pitchers and 9 total players are on the DL. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. 3 state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and breezy west winds in the overnight. By daybreak, we'll be in the lower 50s. On your Friday, mostly sunny skies, northwest winds gusty with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Showers and storms on Saturday. Right now, it's 58.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a very special Friday edition. We're airing the grievances and gearing up for Crude and Dom's birthday week. You want to listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to hour two of the program. Let's check in with Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the new podcast, On the Edge. If you haven't subscribed to it, you really should. It's free. You can get it, you know, wherever you find fine podcasts, as the old phrase goes. And his Twitter handle is Itner Philip. And he also has a video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in Philip Itner and you'll find that. So, Phil, welcome back to the program. How's everything in Ukraine?
Well, we're having some difficulties. I'm slightly out of breath because I was actually at the On the Edge studio, but we had a blackout. And these are things that are increasingly happening here around Ukraine, in the capital included. The strain on the electrical grid is just simply too great, especially after so many of the primary power generating stations have been knocked out by Russian attacks, notably during that entire period when we weren't providing air defense. So we're feeling the repercussions of that long period where ammunition wasn't coming and they weren't able to defend themselves. And as we move into, you know, potentially a very hot summer and then onwards into a winter, the electrical grid is going to increasingly become an issue. And I mean, I am right here living in Kyiv as well, and we're getting to the point where we're having about half the day without electricity. We get them about 2 or 3 hour blocks, 2 or 3 times a day. And you know, it just disrupts your entire work day or your entire existence because you can't make any plans because the shop might be closed because it's out of electricity. You might plan to do X, Y, or Z that requires electricity and suddenly it's gone. They try to regulate it, but we get it, you know, unexpected as well. And this is a consequence of the West not providing air defense so that they can protect these key civilian infrastructure points like electricity. You know, Tom, there's also another very disturbing trend that we see growing here, and that is that Russia is purposefully targeting a chain of very large, you know, do-it-yourself or hardware stores, the equivalent of a Home Depot. These things are called epicenters. It's a chain of repair and do-it-yourself and hardware shops. And the reason why it's so cynical is because this is where civilians go once, if they have been a victim of an attack or if they're in a blast and the windows get, you know, blown out of their apartment or whatever it is, this is where they would go to do repairs. And now the Russians seem to be targeting those centers. Not only do we see civilian casualties because they're a shopping center, but they're depriving the Ukrainians the ability, the Ukrainian civilians, the ability to rebuild after they get hit. It's very cynical.
And all of this, or much of this, is the result of the Republicans blocking aid to Ukraine for 18 months. Is that the case?
That is, it's certainly when it comes to the electrical grid, this is a direct result of America and the Republicans refusing to support Ukraine with munitions. It's not just, you know, systems that they need, and they do say they need, you know, more Patriot systems, the entire, the various parts that are in a Patriot squad or a battalion, but they need the ammunition to go with it, and we didn't give it to them for months and months and months. And so during that entire period, Russia has, you know, focused on hitting the electrical grid, the infrastructure for electricity, and we're feeling the result of it now, because the more they hit it, the more the strain was on what was left, and now we find ourselves without electricity half of the day.
Amazing.
And that's directly on the Republicans.
I get it. I understand that that both the United States and I believe it was Poland, or at least one other, no, maybe France, one other country was providing weaponry to Ukraine and took off the restrictions, and now there have actually been several strikes inside Russia, up in the parts of Russia adjacent to the northeast of Ukraine, where they've been launching these attacks against Kharkiv. Do I have that right?
Yeah, we have seen a couple of strikes inside Russia on the other side of the border. You know, the frustrating thing for the Ukrainians is that they could see Russian forces mobilizing and collecting and getting ready for an attack, but because they were on the other side of the border, they could do very little about it. There were some areas where they could, but by and large, they had to just sit there and watch and wait until the Russians came onto the Ukrainian side, and then they could attack them. That was unbearable for them. Now there is a loosening of that, although there's still some restrictions on what they can do. But, you know, the West has recognized that this is untenable. So they are striking within Russian territory. How deep they're going to go? Recently, I think even just today at Normandy, President Biden indicated that they have instructed that the Ukrainians are not to shoot, you know, too deep. I think he said 200 miles, or, you know, we don't want them shooting at Moscow, sort of thing. I'm paraphrasing. Ukrainians kind of bulk at that, but they also are more concerned in many ways about those forces that are right on the other side of the border. So they're now starting to be able to hit those, and it does look as though it's having an effect, notably around the Kharkiv offensive, that there is a change in the Russian posture. So we'll have to see how much the Ukrainians actually strike into Russia. And then, of course, also at the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, which is happening right now in St. Petersburg, Vladimir Putin has, you know, warned that, you know, certain red lines are there, that if they fire into Russia proper, that they will consider that an aggressive action by the West, not just by Ukraine. Right. But again, these are things that the Russians have done in the past. They have saber rattled in the past as well. Nobody wants to play chicken with a nuclear power. But at the same time, even Vladimir Putin recognizes that a direct confrontation between NATO and Russia would not be in Moscow's favor. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that is being played out in public. But I strongly suspect, Tom, that there's an awful lot of stuff that is happening behind the scenes that we don't know about. And much of these public statements and the kind of posturing that's happening in the public arena is done for, you know, not solely for show, but for maneuver on the diplomatic stage, because we also have coming up in about a 10-day period a peace conference, and I'm putting that in quotes because nobody really expects a major development here. But if you saw the vlog we did on the Edge with one of Ukraine's leading diplomats, former Ambassador Yelchenko, the idea is that the meeting that is going to be happening in Switzerland, the so-called peace conference, is really about getting everybody on one page, getting the international community together to unify their message, and then they will take it to the Kremlin, and we'll have to see what the Kremlin's response will be. Neither the United States or Russia will be strongly, well, Russia won't be represented at all in Switzerland and Lake Lucerne. And we are not, President Biden is not going to be going to Lucerne. Some people are criticizing him for that. But I've also heard from other diplomatic corners that now is not the time for the U.S. president to be coming to Europe and taking such a public stance. I'm sorry?
Is it going to be Blinken, Secretary of State?
There's some talk about Harris. The vice president might be the one who's coming.
Oh, that's a big gun.
That is not confirmed. That's not confirmed. That is just there's the possibility that it would go that high.
Yeah.
If not, I wouldn't be terribly surprised if it'll be, you know, Blinken. Yeah.
Yeah,
that would be my bet.
Yeah. Generally speaking, are you now that U.S. aid is starting to show up and European aid is coming in, are you more optimistic than you were a couple of weeks ago, Phil?
Yeah, you know, you don't want to get over your get over your skis too much. But I do think that, you know, the $60 billion that's been allocated will start to show the effect on the front line imminently, a matter of weeks. The F-16 we've discussed, that's coming online imminently. There's a lot of things that are about to happen that is going to change the dynamic on the battlefield because it has been withheld for so long. Now that it is actually finally arriving, now that our domestic politics have been, have been circumvented or what have you, and we start to see the aid arrive, I think we are going to see a change in the dynamic on the battlefield, which is why maybe we're seeing this offensive out in Kharkiv by the Russians, trying to grab as much territory before that initiative changes. But again, as with all wars, we're just going to have to see what happens on the battlefield.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian civilians are suffering.
Yeah, I get it. Phil Ittner, On the Edge is the name of the podcast. Check it out. It's available wherever fine podcasts are available. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom.
Great talking to you. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business license, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-485-4803. 800-485-4803. 800-485-4803. That's 800-485-4803.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge where it'll expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use, which is why I love feeding Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. A couple other quick stories here, and then I'll get back to your phone calls. Utterly medieval. That is how the vote in the and the rhetoric, for that matter, in the United States Senate was described by Chuck Schumer yesterday. He put a bill on the floor of the Senate to simply say women shall have the right to birth control in the United States. Had nothing to do with abortion, not even remotely, and just birth control. And only two Republicans voted for this, and that was Susan Collins and, what's her name, Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska. It was called the Right to Contraception Act, excuse me. And John Cornyn, the Texas senator, he comes out and he goes, this is a phony vote, because contraception, to my knowledge, is not illegal. It's not unavailable. Well, that's the point. I mean, Clarence Thomas came out in his concurrence in the Dobbs decision and said, let's go after Griswold versus Connecticut next. Well, Griswold versus Connecticut in 1965 was based on that same right of privacy that was overturned, that right of privacy doctrine, where the Supreme Court said, okay, in the 4th, 5th, 9th, and 14th Amendments, we find a right of privacy for people in the United States. And that was first laid out, actually, not in Roe v. Wade in 73, but in 1965 in Griswold versus Connecticut, where Connecticut had a law that said even married couples could not have birth control in their own homes. It was illegal. It was a crime if you were a married couple and forget about it if you were single, in Connecticut. And so this couple, the Griswold, Mr. and Mrs. Griswold, they sued Connecticut. They lost in Connecticut. They took it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court knocked it down and said, no, there's a right to privacy. You have the right to privacy to have birth control in your own home. That right to privacy was also the basis of the Obergefell decision, which says that it's okay for gay people to get married. It was also the basis of the Lawrence v. Texas decision, Supreme Court decision, that said that it's okay for gay people to have sexual relations with each other. And it's also the basis for one other decision, which is escaping me right at the moment. But anyhow, this is serious stuff. And, you know, Clarence Thomas coming, I mean, they've knocked down this right to privacy argument. And so knocking down Griswold, knocking down Obergefell, knocking down Lawrence v. Texas, these are just logical things to do next, as Clarence Thomas suggested. So here's John Cornyn going, oh, well, nobody's ever going to do that. You know, we don't need to put that into law. And then Joni Ernst comes along and says, well, I'm going to come up with my own bill. And but she says, it won't include Plan B, which many folks on the right consider abortion services. Plan B is not an abortion drug. Plan B is a super high level of birth control hormones that simply prevents an egg from implanting in the uterus. It may even prevent fertilization. Correct me on that if I'm wrong. I'm no expert on birth control, but it is not an abortifacient, is the bottom line. All right, meanwhile, an appeals court down in Georgia has ruled that Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis can remain on the case, but we're not going to have another discussion about it until March of next year. Honest to God, March of next year. And this is such an obvious crime. I mean, Donald Trump called up Brad Raffensperger and said, I need 11,000 plus votes, and if you don't give them to me, I'm going to send you to jail. He threatened him with jail. I mean, listen to the recording. This is as visible, as obvious, as well tape recorded a crime as there is. And the appeals court, which, by the way, five Republicans on the appeals court, they all said, well, you know, we're going to hear some appeals on this. We're going to think about it, and we'll just wait until March of next year and give Donald Trump an opportunity to become president and just blow the whole thing up. It's just incredible. You've got Judge Cannon down in Florida who has said, oh, yeah, we're going to hear an argument before our court, which, by the way, was already heard before the D.C. Appeals Court, but she's in the 11th Circuit. She says, we're going to hear an argument before our court about whether there should even be a special counsel. Well, tell that to Hunter Biden right now. Anyhow, I've got to tell you about Donald Trump's gun license. This is actually weird. And I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Why do
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep. Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. We've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, I can get you an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, one of their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Tom. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And just a quick story here, and then I'll get to your calls. In New York, it's illegal to have a concealed weapon or even a permit, much less the gun, if you have been convicted of a felony. So New York quietly suspended Donald Trump's concealed carry licenses, and two of his pistols have apparently been confiscated or moved someplace else, according to a spokesperson for the New York City Police Department. And they say, according to New York, his third gun that he has a permit for is down in Florida. I guess he's had a gun for at least 10 years. But anyhow, this is, it's got to be embarrassing, right? Oh, yeah, I'm a convicted felon. I can't have a gun, but I want to be your president. All right, so what's on your mind today? David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Yes, sir. As your social studies teacher down here, I'm alive in part because my grandpa fled Ukraine as a child, almost went to the Normandy Beach invasion, but was such a great guitar player, he wound up working the switchboard in Britain. Hmm. So let's remember people who survived that, but also Medgar Evers, who survived June 6th, only to die in the alleged Peace of America.
Medgar Evers was a veteran of D-Day?
I believe so. That's what I'm hearing from reliable chatters.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sure Joanne Reed will tell you all about it.
Yeah, I've had a lot of respect for that. Yeah, she wrote the book about him. And in fact, she was on this show for a half hour about it. I don't recall her mentioning it. Maybe she did.
Yeah. Yes, good stuff. So my good, bad, and the ugly. It's good that Trump is relieved of his three guns. Now, maybe we can have a well-regulated militia to remove more guns from the clearly mentally ill.
Yes.
It's bad that Medicare Part B is magically not getting funded here in Florida and probably Georgia. So everyone who can qualify for Medicaid should look into it. The ugly being, if I actually get hired to teach social studies, will I be required to strap on a gun?
To my knowledge, the laws that have been passed in multiple states, I think Florida as well, that say that teachers can be armed, say they can be, not they must be.
But in their enthusiasm to not hire more school resource officers, armed guards, et cetera,
right,
that seems to be a push. And, of course, here you have a lot of money outsourced from the normal public schools into religious and charter schools so that we can make, Betsy DeVos and the Walmart people happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
these are the things I have to ponder on this June 6th.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Professor.
You're welcome, David. Thank you for your thoughts. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Did you get a chance to listen to President Biden's speech today from Normandy?
I did not. I read an excerpt of it
but I was not able to hear it. I was doing show.
I would give it a B. It was well delivered, but just the subject matter was pretty boilerplate, and that's the point I would like to make.
Well, but he did make the point. What I did read, Brian, was that he made the point that democracy is still on the line. I mean, the battle for democracy was not ultimately won in 1945.
Right. But here's what that concerns me. As a society, we spend so much time on the battles themselves and the men that sacrificed and fought the wars, which is rightfully so, but we don't spend any time on the political failures that precipitate wars. Mm-hmm. We don't examine them. We don't learn our lessons. World War II was an outgrowth of World War I, which was an absolute catastrophe for Europe. And then Germany was pushed to the extremes and into Nazism in many ways, but one of them was because of the behavior of France and Great Britain.
The Treaty of Versailles. I mean, John Maynard Keynes wrote a whole essay about that, predicting after the treaty was signed that it would lead to a Second World War. He was right.
Our President Wilson wanted to set up the League of Nations, and who undermined him?
The Republicans.
The British Empire and France.
No, it was primarily. The GOP.
Well, it was all of them.
They fought him tooth and nail here in the United States.
Right, but it's always been the interests of wealth and banks and the big banks. I've heard historians make the case the real reason we got into World War I was to save Great Britain because of the British banks, because American industry had carried so much debt for Great Britain that if Britain lost the war, it was going to put America in a huge depression because it would have lost so much money. So it's always about saving the banks, in my opinion. And we need to start examining political failures. Both our parties right now, I'm an independent, both our parties right now are failing badly. And it's because they're not honest with people. We don't admit the mistakes. You know, I mean, our engagement with China the last 40 years has been a failure. Giving China WTO was a huge failure.
Yeah.
Deregulating Wall Street, which Bill Clinton did, was a big failure.
Yeah.
And so what do our parties do? They dump piles of money onto the economy to keep things going and hope everybody forgets about it.
I would track it back a little farther than that, Brian. And you know, normally I bristle when people say, you know, both parties are failures or anything like that. But I understand what you're saying. I think that the embrace of neoliberalism was the great failure. And that was in the late 70s.
Right.
Jimmy Carter kind of bought into it in the last 2 years of his presidency. He deregulated trucking.
And so did Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah. And Barack Obama. The first president who has rejected neoliberalism since Lyndon Johnson is the current one, President Biden.
Right. And our corporate-dominated media is a huge failure also, but nobody calls them out.
That's a function of neoliberalism, too.
It's about making money.
Because neoliberalism allows for monopoly.
Right. Right. And you constantly bring up, I hear you bring up that nobody enforces the Sherman Antitrust Act.
Right.
Well, why didn't Bill Clinton? Why didn't Barack Obama?
Because they embraced neoliberalism. Because they embraced this idea that bigger actually is better, that efficiency is the key to everything. And it's simply not true. Efficiency destroys competition. I don't think it was cynical initially. But yeah, you know, that's how it turned out.
Wall Street dominates.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it, Brian. And that's why we all need to get inside the Democratic Party. It's why we need to be very enthusiastic about the fact that you've got over 100 Democrats who have joined the Progressive Caucus and are rejecting big money and have all rejected neoliberalism. And we need to be really excited about the fact that President Joe Biden has rejected neoliberalism. Brian, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Todd in Nederland, Texas. Hey, Todd, what's up?
Hi. I'm a historian, an intellectual historian, and I saw your interview with Michael Tomasky about fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to bring up this question of, is Silicon Valley, are some of these billionaires embracing fascist ideology?
Oh, I think so, explicitly.
I've seen a lot of evidence that Peter Thiel, Mark Andreessen, and some of these people around this company, PayPal, what they sometimes call the PayPal Mafia, are reading and promoting things, these very esoteric figures like Julius Evola, a guy named Bronze Age Pervert, who's Peter Thiel's been talking about. And I see this as the most threatening thing in my life, to have leaders of American industry explicitly rejecting democracy, promoting fascism through cryptocurrency and other things. It's frightening. I am chilled, and I don't know why you know, you're one of the few people that I see, you know, hammering on this. And why, what is going to happen to bring a real anti-fascist movement that doesn't seem alarmist anymore?
It's a problem, Todd. I mean, the anti-fascist movement in Germany, for example, in the 1930s got crushed. And it wasn't until after the war that anti-fascism became essentially legalized again. I think your analysis is right. At least one of these billionaires has said that democracy is incompatible with freedom, which is bizarre. Others have, they're quoting people like Evola. You're absolutely right. The intellectual forerunners. I'm blanking on the name of the guy who talked about high society being fixed. I've written about him. He was writing in the 1920s.
Spengler, maybe?
Yeah, Oswald Spengler. Thank you so much, Todd.
Yeah.
They're also big fans of Oswald Spengler. And, Spengler was, right in there. And Spengler is actually still considered respectable in many circles. I could see an anti-fascist movement really growing in the United States if Donald Trump becomes president and he starts rounding people up and putting 11 million people in concentration camps. But sadly, the history of the world tells us that typically pushback against fascism doesn't occur until it's in everybody's face. We'll just have to, hopefully we can be proactive. Todd, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, give me a break. We'll be right back. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take.
The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Let's face it, life can be stressful, it can be overwhelming, and it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you wake feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day, all with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Calm, Just Calm probiotic when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. Let's see. Oh, we're picking up your calls. That's right. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today? Mark? I am not hearing Mark. Going once, going twice. Earl in Hyde Park, Illinois. Hey, Earl, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm great, but I'll get better, Mark. What's up? Or excuse me, Earl.
All righty. I've been listening to right-wing media like you do from time to time, and I've basically given up earlier in season trying to figure out who's lying and who really believes what they're saying on that, on those channels.
Good
I just want to
that.
Hear the message that, pardon me?
I said, good luck with that. It can be hard to tell the difference for these guys.
Yeah, no, it's real hard. So that's why I said I've given up trying to see who's telling the lie and who might
I'm
be
I'm going to be debating one of them tomorrow night in New York City.
Oh, well, take plenty of aspirins, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Lots of ibuprofen.
But the real reason why I brought it up is this. The lies and the truths are meaningless in this election, seemingly, as far as a lot of the population is concerned. They don't want to know the difference between the lies. They don't know their history. And I really do believe the Republican Party and parts of the Democratic Party unknowingly really took the civics classes out of the school to make sure that we did know, so we wouldn't.
That was Reagan's effort. That was you can thank Bill Bennett, Reagan's education secretary, for a large chunk of that, and he cut 20% out of the federal funding for education across the board.
And it's still attacking it now.
Yeah.
But what I'm really hoping is that we find a way to somehow win these critical few states that somehow will get us the Electoral College so we'll have another footing and maybe we can try Donald Trump and try some of his cohorts and put them behind bars. Now, that's not going to make their movement go away, but I think it'll take enough steam out of there where we can possibly start to reverse some of this trend. What do you think about that?
I agree, Earl, and that's why we need to make sure that we're all registered to vote, that all of our friends are registered to vote, particularly in those six swing states that are probably going to decide the election. You know, Arizona, New Mexico, Wisconsin, Indiana, or not Indiana, Pennsylvania, Georgia. I might be missing one, but yeah, I'm with you. Earl, thank you. Your point is well taken. Thank you. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, you're talking about D-Day, right? I'd like to share a couple of my relatives. One was a paratrooper lieutenant who parachuted into Normandy and later wound up fighting with Patton's Third Army during the Battle of the Bulge and the breaking of the siege of Bastogne. And I have a letter he wrote to my mom, his sister, in early 1945. And after several months of continuing fighting, he was finally granted R&R into France.
Wow.
And another one was an infantryman who participated in the liberation of one of the Nazi concentration camps. I think it was Dachau. But he never forgot the horrors he saw there.
Yeah.
They were truly the greatest generation.
Yeah, they really were. They fought a war that's unimaginable, you know.
Exactly right, and I honor their memory to this day.
There you go. Thank you, George. Thank you very much. It's good to hear from you.
And keep up the good work, and I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, George. I'll do my best. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, you got the last minute. What's up?
Yeah, thanks. Okay, thanks for I had 2 points, but maybe I'll get to the 1 point. Has it occurred to anyone that we're talking about Antifa, and especially on this particular day, D-Day? If we went back to D-Day, the U.S. military would be anti-fascist. They would be fighting against the Nazis, the this, the that. And my second point, you know, we go
we
back
were Antifa. And, yeah, you're absolutely right, Aaron.
And if I can go, and here's the one time, the last time that everybody agreed, remember you had Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Cruz, Rubio. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a thief. He's a this. He's a that. The Dems, the Independents, the Green Party, they agreed with them. Mm. That was the last time we had universal agreement. Yeah. What happened? Okay, I guess you're coming up on a break, but
yeah, I am. But
the U.S. military was anti-fascist.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, Antifa.
Yeah, let's trash talk the anti-fascists. No, I get
Black
it.
Lives Matter.
I get it. No, it's because they're embracing fascism, Aaron. There's no other way to describe it. Aaron, thank you for the call. I'm out of time here, but I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Stick around. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, my good friend Sandy Williams will join the show from Florida. We'll talk about the biggest political stories of the week and break down some of the issues affecting us all.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, buddy, it's nice to see you. You like it here. You're going to stay here. Your kids are young.
Yeah, 6 and 4. Yeah.
Boys or girls?
Boy and a girl.
I sent you a card when you had
Yeah. Thank you. He sent me a card when I had Vince said, I think Vince, either your dad or you will be mayor one day in the city. We still have it somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.